Well, more and more Alaskans are raising backyard chickens. Just ask Don Dyer, a poultry farmer based in Palmer. He lost a lot of restaurant business when the pandemic hit, but is making that up with a boom in backyard chicken sales. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has the story.
Don Dyer is at an Anchorage feed store and surrounded by cardboard boxes full of tiny, fluffy, chirping chicks.
$1 copper, $1 Rhode Island bread.
He's talking with customer Rachel Varela and reading off her order.
The white on their heads are your hard rocks.
Varela is 28 years old. She lives in Anchorage, and she's about to be the owner of 5 2-day-old chicks.
We both grew up with chickens, and we just decided that now, recently bought a house, have the space for them, built a coop for them, and are ready to go.
Varela is among the growing number of Alaskans raising their own chicken flocks in their yards. Dyer, the farmer at Polaris Poultry, says he's seen a big surge in demand for chicks over the past year, especially last summer.
Demand was incredible, and there were so many people who were off work and wanted projects, and their children weren't in school, so they wanted pets for their children.
That's right, pets.
Chickens are an enjoyable animal. They're very trainable, and we have a chicken at my house right now that if we leave the front door open, she walks right in the front door and goes right into the living room and looks for a place to lay an egg.
At the peak of business, usually in April and May, Dyer estimates he sells roughly 2,000 to 3,000 chicks a week. And while many stay in Anchorage and Mat-Su, he's also sending them all over the state. They go to the Aleutians, Port Hyden, to Glen Allen in the interior.
Ukiavik, we sent a lot to Dillingham, to Ambler. We just sent a load out to King Salmon.
And that's actually not the chick's first plane ride. Dyer flies all of the chicks up from a hatchery in Oregon to start with because there are no big hatcheries in the state. He started shipping up more chicks for backyard flocks just over a year ago, after the pandemic crushed a big part of his original business, supplying chicken meat for restaurants.
And all of a sudden, restaurants shut down. And so we invested heavily in baby chicks. And the bet turned out good.
Dyer expects demand to remain steady this summer after last year's big spike. He's also found a niche selling newborn turkeys.
That is a baby turkey sound.
Throughout the morning, customers like Varela continue to show up to pick up their orders of baby birds, mostly chicks. Some plan to use them for meat, some for eggs. 38-year-old Brandy Crowley is raising chickens for both. She's a first-time chicken owner. She picked up 15 chicks last week from Dyer. Her kids love them, she says.
Oh my gosh, my five-year-old, she's in there every day, and she sits in the cage. She doesn't care what mess is around. She just sits in the cage with them. So she's really excited about them, and my son is too.
Today, Crowley is picking up turkeys to add to her flock. She says she has a new descriptor for herself, too.
I'm a chicken mom. I'm just excited about it. I've seen a lot of people that have done it, and they have relationships with these birds. I think it's fun.
And as a new owner of baby chicks or chicken mom myself, I have to agree. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.